Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, we're live on DSTV channel 196, of course, in the VOOV app as well. Today's edition of VOOV Central has a huge superstar in the building. It's not empty. It's someone else, someone far cooler. He's like, I'm so cool. I'm on national TV, and I'll look at you when I'm ready. Avery's in the building.
No, I'm saying.
As is Empty. Empty, you kind of, I mean, Avery's shutting down the gram game. Every time I look at the gram, there's Avery blazing it up. More likes than millions and millions and millions. And the coolest kid in real life as well. I can't believe, like, how old is Avery now?
He's 2 years old.
2 years old and so well behaved. This is like, Avery's looking at me like, who are you even?
Hey, I'm my boy.
But MT is hanging out on today's edition of VOOV Central. If you've got questions, you can hit us up in the VOOV app. We're live on DSTV 196. MT, it feels like you're doing life like really well. Like you've got a good life. You got a cute kid hanging out. You got a cute family. You got a good family situation. Yeah. You got a blazing career. Yeah. Like it seems like on paper everything is really dope. But how difficult has it been to get to this point? Where you are recognized for what you do and everything's kind of like, because you know it's that work-life balance and it seems like you've got it on lock.
Hey man, as easy as it may look, man, you know, there's obviously, you know, ups and downs and stuff like that, but as far as I can remember, the only time I really experienced a bad time was before 2015, like literally. Yeah, the last bad days I had were in 2014. Yeah, since then it's always been up, you know. But, you know, obviously with the amount of shows I'm getting, sometimes I get, you know, fatigue and stuff like that. But, you know, it's what I've been wanting my whole life, you know. So I can't stop no matter what, you know.
And now it's kind of coming true. So, I mean, 2014 and then 2015, obviously a huge change is this young man over here.
Yeah.
But what else is it that you changed as a person that enabled everything else around you to change for the better? What steps did you take?
Well, one, I quit liquor. And I quit a whole lot of things I was doing. And I just grounded myself, you know, anticipating my baby boy over here. So, you know, around that time I was really just strict on myself, like if it's not studio, if I'm not gonna make no money, then I'm not going there, you know. So
you're not gonna do it.
Yeah, you know, so it toughened me up as well, like to just keep on pushing hard, because I got my boy here, he needs milk, he needs, you know, Pampers and all that. So yeah,
which isn't cheap. If you know, the price of Pampers, it's not cheap at all.
Yeah.
So tell me about like managing your career and because there's no school you go to that teaches you how to be a superstar, to walk into a room, to understand a contract. You have to learn that as you go.
True.
And what do you think it is within you that has enabled you to get to the point where you are? Because everybody wants to be at the point that you're at.
Hey man, you know, I'm not perfect, you know. I went through my ups and downs and stuff like that. Even till this day, you know, I'm still learning a lot of things, you know. And I feel like kids out there shouldn't, like, aim at wanting to be like me or AKA or whoever else, you know. I mean, it's Africa's time now, you know. Mm. Create your own thing. Be a leader, you know. I mean, I did it, like, for example, Roll Up was just a fun song. I didn't even write the song, but that's the song that changed my life, you feel me? So it's like, hey, just have fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, that's what I did, man. I'm still having fun. I come with my son to a lot of my interviews, you know, just for him to see that, you know, I'm actually working, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, so that even when I decide to leave him, sometimes he understands that, hey, this man is just really working, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to me about evolving the sound. And obviously, you know, it's not that music is trend-based, but certainly, I know you were tweeting a lot about trap this morning. And
yeah.
In terms of evolving what your sound is, do you think that something that you're putting out now sounds similar to what it did a year ago, 2 years ago? And what is creatively that process that you go on to evolve the MT sound?
Well, for me, I always move with the times, you know. And you know, one of the most important things for me that I've learned, which I was taught by my producer Ralph, you know, is to just have fun with it and establish yourself while you're making the song, you know. add and subtract whatever you can. You know, play around with the song. Add some elements, subtract that and this, you know, and just make sure that your sound is crisp, you know. Yeah. Get as much judgment from your close peers, from I make people listen to my music till this day. Like, yo, I'm planning on releasing this song, what do you think? Play it for my family members, my friends and all that.
So
it's a process, you know, it's a process, and I've never changed it since, you know, and that has helped me also, you know, sort of reinvent myself and always just have fun and make music, because I've always been making music since I was like 13, you know. In high school I was part of the school choir, so, and also I was part of the, you know, school band and stuff that. So music has always been my thing, you know, and it's, and what I do now is way different to choral music or you know, live music and stuff like that. So I always sort of put it in my mind that, okay, now I'm in the booth, I'm in the studio, you know, I'm no longer with the choir in the theaters and stuff like that. I just gotta do me and have fun. And every time I'm in the studio, it's an atmosphere. I don't like recording where it's just me and the producer, you know. I like the atmosphere and to just get people's opinion right there, you know, on the spot, like what they think, how they feel. And surprisingly, I nail it every time. You know, I just want to see those reactions as I make the song, you know. That right there is going to tell me, you know, how the rest of the public is going to, you know, accept the
song.
Receive it, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hanging out with the MT on Vuv Central, and of course the star of the show here, Avery, hanging out, who's watching himself on TV and doing it's a whole situation, but this kid is too cool. Yeah. I just want to go to some of the questions. So Yellowish says, hey, what's up? Annika says, how are you all? Well, I can see they're doing well. Klaus says, you're such a great dad. And I think a lot of people share that sentiment. What is the one thing that no one could have told you about fatherhood that you've had to uncover for yourself?
My parents were so protective over me, you know, especially with this music thing. At a point in my life, they didn't approve of it, you know. And now I get to understand it and see that they just being parents, you know. Yeah. And they don't want me to get exploited and all that stuff, you know. So that's what I do with my kids, you know. I'm overprotective over my boy and stuff like that. So yeah, man, it's sort of given me that opportunity to rise up and have somebody to, you know, protect and shield from, you know, a lot of the bad things of the world, you know. So that's why I always try and make sure that he's with me, he gets to know me and what I do, and so that he can also, you know, establish himself with, if he wants to be a part of what I'm doing and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, certainly he's got quite an advantage having you as a dad, because I'm sure, like, the preschool situation must be, like, there's all the other children, very average parents, and then MT literally rolls up, and it's a whole other situation. Hey. I don't know if Avery quite realizes the cool factor that comes with having a dad like you, but he will, I guess, in years. Yeah.
Yeah, because people stop us at malls and stuff like that.
And he wants to know what's going on, and not just because he's got these dope shoes. What are these shoes on Avery? Yeah, these are Jordans.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the other children just in their Converse. Nklaka M says, what's someone got to do for a feature? Which I would imagine you get that question maybe about 56 times an hour.
Hey, every time.
But how do you decide who you collaborate with?
For me, if I vibe with you on a natural level first, you know, like, okay, cool dude. Because I'm super cool, man. Like, how you feel about me is your own opinion. It's just how you feel. But I'm super, super cool, man, like that, you know. That's why I get along with so many people. And my mom calls me a people's person, even though I'm not really social like that, you know. But I've taught myself to, you know, engage, you know. Network is part of my job, you know. So I've grown up to understand a lot of things, you know. And I'm grateful today that I know so much, and I want to put a lot of it into practice, you know.
Do you think, like, a 10-year-old version of yourself would be surprised at what you look like in the future? So maybe like a you in 20, Let's go like 2000, the year 2000, 18 yeah. years ago.
Yeah.
Do you think that you in the year 2000 would be surprised at what you are in 2018 or not? Did you always think that you'd be so acclaimed, that you'd be so successful, that you'd have this family work-life balance thing on lock?
Funny enough, yeah. Yeah, I actually had plans of becoming a child star, you know, because I grew up around Yeovil, Berea, and during those times, Yeovil, Joburg Central was like the cool place to be.
Yeah,
we had a lot of superstars around the areas and stuff like that. So I'd see a lot of them drive past our school. You know, I was very much inspired by Msawawa. You know, he went to high school and he had his own car already.
Yeah,
you know? And he had a driver, even though he couldn't get a license, but he went anywhere he wanted because he had a drive and stuff like that. Huh. And me and my friends would walk past his building just to see him drive in and out and stuff like that. So I was very much inspired by a lot of child stars like him, Mzambia, and so forth. You know, I was a Kwaito lover at first, which is something a lot of people don't know. So there I was, man. I just wanted to be a child star just like them, you know. So right now, when I think back, this is how I pictured it all, you know, funny enough. Yeah, it's all coming together.
Better that you weren't a child star, because, I mean, it doesn't always go the best way.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I probably would have been, you know, exposed to a lot of things at an early stage, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful I was able to get it right now, where I have my baby boy who teaches me responsibility and stuff like that. Yeah.
What a cool kid. sealing the show here. Lots of people sending gifts and stuff on Vuv. Somebody says, are you on the new AKA album?
I'm not sure. Hey, because I haven't heard how the track list goes. But, you know, there's a few songs me and AKA did a while back. We had no plans for the songs, you know. We're just making music. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that he chooses one of the songs we did, you know. Mm. But for now, I can't really confirm that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one question that you want people to stop asking you, MT?
Can I join? Can I join ATM? Like, that's, you know, every day, every minute. Well, ATM is a brotherhood, you know. Me and my friends, we've been kicking it for like 10 years plus, doing the same thing. Everybody around me has something to do. Lebu is right there. He's my personal assistant.
Yeah.
Sorry. He's my personal assistant. And I've got a couple of my own artists that I just signed under the label that I just opened, which is ATM. So it's not really about, you know, a joining thing. We just want to establish ourselves first, you know, before we can start giving out opportunities like that. You know, we just want to find, you know, solid foundation so that we can start helping people, you know, probably the right way. Because if someone comes to me now and says, yo, give me a deal, I haven't really given out record deals as yet on that level. Like, yo, this is a deal looked over by the lawyers and whatever. I haven't really done that. You know, it's just me and my friends kicking it. We brothers, 10 years plus, and it can't get any, you know, better than that, the way we see it, you know. But we will be signing new artists as time goes on, as if we, you know, get stronger and better at what we do.
Dope.
Yeah.
Well, listen, MT, it's been very cool hanging out. Average hangout with you. Dope hangout with you, Avery. You're definitely the star of this show. If people remember one thing from this interview and they take away one line to move forward within their life, what's the one line you want to tell South Africa?
Where you're going doesn't determine where you come from. If you don't believe in that statement, you can take a look at my life, you know. So, yeah, never look at your environment and feel like you can't live in Sandton or you can't drive a Bugatti.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Everyone can drive a Bugatti. I saw Avery's outside. MT, thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to continue the conversation for a bit on cliffcentral.com. More with MT next. Kelman on cliffcentral.com. Yeah, man. MT in the building, hanging out. such a great dad, like in person. I mean, this is just like levels to this thing. You take this dadhood thing like very seriously, right?
Yeah. You know, it's my other, you know, what skill that I have besides music.
Yeah. It's being a dad.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Avery is naughty, but you were saying that with the grandparents, like, he is. I can't picture it, though.
Well, he does it only when he's bored and stuff like that.
I see.
Yeah. So if he can't, like, get to watch his favorite cartoons or whatever, then he'll start making trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's super chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hanging out in the VOOV broadcast, and you were speaking about what it is that makes your music so unique and so different to what everyone else is doing, and you spoke a lot about authenticity.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many people struggle with authenticity in 2018? People really do struggle to be themselves.
Yeah, man. You know, I feel like it's just this whole thing of all the people, especially musicians, something I realized. Musicians are always, especially artists, you know, they're always in their minds, you know, like they're living in their own worlds, in their brains, like that. And sometimes I don't know if other people realize it too, but I feel like sometimes they feel like nobody else exists in the building type thing, you know, and they won't take nobody else's opinion about nothing, you know, stuff like that, just weird things like that. Whereas when I make music, I feel like the more the merrier. Come and see history in the making. You know what I'm saying? Come one, come all, you know? And when I'm done with the song, I'm happy because I've got everybody's two cents about how I delivered the song or how they feel about the song. So it's like, I don't know why it's difficult for other people, but I also feel like it's cool at the same time because this is hip-hop, you know? You gotta have some sort of guard, some sort of shield to guard yourself from, you know, I don't know, lamery, I guess. But, you know, at the end of the day, what we do, art, is a way of communicating, you know? And you can't just communicate on the music and not in real life, you know? Yeah. But it's weird, man. It's complex, man.
It is a complex one, but what you're doing is working for you, because so many people are trying to do this, and you've really like differentiated yourself from everyone else, and the trajectory just looks so positive. But I mean, is everybody? What's the honest conversation you have to have with yourself to figure out if you're an artist or not? Because I think it's easy to just think like, "Oh, I'm an artist. That can be because I can get into a studio mix." What's the real honest conversation you have to have with yourself?
I mean, you know. You need to first ask yourself if you're ready. You know, there's a song called Dead by Migos, and it's a line from Takeoff which says, Mama told me you gotta be patient, don't be too ready. You know, like some people I feel like they're more focused on trying to become that person rather than going through phases. Mm. A lot of people duck phases. They always try to run away from paying things or run away from, you know, certain shows, only wanting to perform here and there, stuff like that, weird things like that, you know. So it's for me, I'm not that kind of person, so it's like it's easy for me to go through my days, you know, because I talk to people on the streets. I have friends of mine who are homeless, you know, who are, you know, on the robots begging and stuff like this. So I always come to give them this and that, and, you know, and encourage them and stuff like that. And they always say, I'm living a good life, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, don't worry about it, man. You know, maybe this is probably God's way of communicating, saying, yo, be a hero to these people, you know. So grasp that, you know, get hold on to that. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
MT, it's been very cool hanging out. Every obviously cooler hanging out with you than your dad, but he's a close second.
Yeah.
It is less than 1 month to go before Chance the Rapper performs live in South Africa. Catch him along with Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, and Frank Casino at the Castle Light Unlocks concert at the Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg. It's all happening on the 30th of April, and the next day is a public holiday, so there's no reason to miss out. Get your tickets now at CompuTicket for the Castle Light Unlocks concert. You don't want to miss this hashtag Castle Light Unlocks exclusive. MT, such a pleasure pleasure. Thanks so much for hanging out, and excited to see what's next in your story.
Hey, thank you so much, man.
Good luck for preschool, and then grade one, and then before you know it, it's matric, and then before you know it, like, you're figuring life out, and then you don't know. But throughout it all, I can guarantee you, Avery, as I look into your eyes right now, and you look at me being like, who are you? you've got the coolest dad by far. There's no other kid at school that's going to have as cool a dad as what you do. So you've already got a lot on your side. MT, thanks for hanging out, bro.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Shout out to Gout TV, man. My brand new show will be airing. Check it out, man. Gout TV. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.